now by Lisa Volding. She's an internationally recognized industry analyst, strategist, and media creator. In 2001, she founded Sugar Lab Corporation, a progressive entertainment studio. She's a candidate in the riding of Vancouver Burrard for the Work Less Party. Please welcome to the commentary.ca Lisa Volding. Good morning, Ms. Volding.
Good morning, Joseph.
Thanks for joining us. Talk to me about why you're running and why you're running for the Work Less Party.
Two very good questions. I was invited to run by the Work Less Party about 6 to 8 weeks ago, and I accepted because I have such respect for their mandate, which is to seriously and actively promote personal and environmental quality of life. And because I have a voice, I have a wealth of international experience, and I wanted to, at the very least, stand up and say some things that I felt were important to address, to get people to start to think about themselves and this world we live in and what we value in different ways. Really the largest issue that I think we're dealing with, that I look at in BC and in our country in general, is a lack of value for what it is that we have.
Let's begin with the name Work Less Party. Is that advocate people work less? I mean, that's a very silly way to break it down, but is it?
At its most simplistic, yes. I like to describe the party as the party of voluntary simplicity. It's this notion of working smarter as opposed to harder, having a balanced life, a balance between your work life and your private life. In my opinion, now I run a business, I've run several businesses, happy, healthy, balanced people are much more productive people, and I would rather much rather have a team of people working for me who are working more reasonable hours and having time to give to their families and to their own private pursuits. Net-net is, I see it again and again and again, that balanced people are productive people. It just all balances out.
About an hour ago, I spoke with Bo Dietl. He's a private investigator in the United States. He's got friends like Trump and Warren Buffett and the sort.
Some of the same friends as me.
Really? Now, he was saying that that working hard was his key to success. Now, the Work Less Party isn't against working hard and devoting lots of time to something that you like doing, right?
Absolutely not. I mean, I'm passionate about the work that I do in my regular day, and I work probably an average of 60 hours a week. Now, in my case, I've made a choice to do something that I love and to dedicate a certain amount of time to it, and there's a very big distinction between them. I have a lot of freedom and flexibility in terms of how I structure my time and how I allow my employees and my team members to structure their time. When the work less notion of this idea of working less, and when we talk about working smarter, I think, you know, you could spend, I've seen people spend 80 hours a week at the height of the dot-com bubble working their faces off completely ineffectively, and they could have worked at 30 or 40 hours a week smarter, still working hard, but working smarter and being more effective and more productive and ultimately not burning out in the ways that you saw a lot of people burn out.
In a certain job, I can't think of one off the top of my head that everyone can relate to, but how do you work effectively? Like, let's say if you're digging ditches or if you're working in as a cashier somewhere, how do you work hard in that time that you're there for 8 hours or whatever? How do you work effectively?
Well, you know, it's a good question. I don't think there's a simple answer for that. There's such nuances between every type of job. I wouldn't want to do the disservice of trying to give a blanket answer to that. So I'm not sure that I can answer that in any way. I can answer from my own experience or what I've observed, but I wouldn't pretend to try and give a blanket answer for every type of job out there.
You mentioned the dot-com bubble and how people, you know, would work 80 hours, yet if they worked 40 hours, they could still do the same output. How does that work? How do you work effectively in that sense?
Well, in that kind of environment, you had a market bubble that was driven entirely by fear. Companies being afraid to not be the market first, people being afraid that they wouldn't be able to cash in on this IPO craze, so on and so forth. So in my experience, and you know, there's certainly breadth and depth to it, all of the frenetic deadlines were really based on fear. They were completely arbitrary. Fear and greed. Now, in answer to your question, I mean, again, speaking from my own experience, how do you work smart? Well, you know, there's an array of different tools that I use. For example, if I check my email all day long, it sucks my productivity down. I personally have a system where I check my email only in the morning and only in the evening. Otherwise, I find that I end up spending more time replying to communications as they pop up rather than focusing on the work that I've identified that I need to do for that day. Again, I think really the thrust of things for me with the Work Less Party is that it comes down to individual choice. We all live and work in our own ways. We all know, hopefully, what's best for us, and to be able to have more choice in how we live and breathe in this world, how we work, whether we choose to work excessive hours, whether we choose to structure our lives in a different way, that's really what it comes down to for me.
How did the Work Less Party come about?
That would be a much better question for Denise.
Denise Brennan, by the way, she's running in Vancouver Hastings, and she'll be on tomorrow on this interview segment. So you talked about getting involved 6 to 8 weeks ago. In terms of the party running for this party, is there something that's lacking from the other parties, sort of the mainstream parties, that you're running for this smaller party?
Absolutely. There's a shift in consciousness occurring alongside there being a very real shift in the planet's ability to support us. Human beings are endangered species as well. And from my perspective, it's simply a question of time before the planet ultimately shakes its coat like a flea-infested dog, and that will be that. It'll continue as it has for millennia and millennia and millennia to re-correct itself, and it's really us that are at risk, both today in terms of our personal quality of life, health, and well-being, and in the not-so-very long-term, our ability to thrive and flourish on this planet.
So the NDP, the Greens, they don't espouse the values of the Work Less Party espouse?
I think that there are aspects of the similar values. It's really, you have different groups that are looking at these problems from slightly different angles. In my case, I chose to work with the Work Less Party because I think that they have the most clear-eyed view of what's going on and are less encumbered by the limitations of the typical political response. You know, it's not a group of people that are interested in rhetoric. It's not a group of people that have any special interest groups that they have to play to. You know, this is people who are genuinely awake, aware, engaged, and really wanting to live their lives on their terms and actively do things that are about, you know, facilitating a better quality of life on our planet.
I've always been interested why people run for smaller parties. Is it to get a message out? Is it to get elected? In your case, what do you hope to achieve between now and Election Day, Tuesday the 17th?
Good question. In my case, it's really about opening a dialogue. You know, I certainly don't expect to win. In fact, I'd probably be somewhat horrified if I did, but I certainly have a plan for if that eventuality actually occurred. I think that, one, these smaller parties are an example of democracy in action. Two, in the case of the Work Less Party, they're riding the curve, they're at the head of a curve of a shift in consciousness that is well underway, and we're here to shine a lens on some of these things and, again, to remind people that we create our own world. We have the responsibility and the ability to create our own world. And no matter how many voices driven by fear tell us otherwise, a better life, a healthier planet is ours to choose.
Have you been campaigning very much over the last writ period?
Where I focused is on all candidate debates and media requests. That sort of thing. I don't hold much stock in traditional campaigning. I've been interested in getting out and talking to actual people in real ways. participating in the debates and talking about things from a much more direct perspective and doing my bit in the media. That's been the thrust of how I've run.
When you talk to people at debates or on the media stump, how are they, or just regular people, constituents, voters in Burrard, are they receptive to the message that you're bringing in this campaign, the ideals that you're talking about?
I found the response to be quite overwhelming. I think people get so used to being messaged all the time. You know, they get so used to being marketed at, to inauthentic speech, and for somebody to get up and talk plainly to them, human being to human being, because that's really what it's all about. There's just, in my experience, such a thirst and a hunger for that. So I've found it extremely humbling and extremely rewarding.
Now, is the Work Bus Party, is that going to continue after this election?
Yes, as I understand from Conrad, our coordinator, there's already been requests to start parties into other provinces.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
STV, you mentioned earlier about the system and how that has turned a lot of people off. Is the Work Class Party taking a position on the referendum?
Yes, for STV.
Really?
Yeah.
And I think that that's refreshing because most of the other parties won't come forward with where they are.
Nobody has the balls to kind of step right up and say it. Again, I think that's really, you know, the thrust of where a group like the Work Class Party is gaining some traction because, you know, time is short and getting shorter. No reason not to stand up and say what you believe.
Lisa Volding, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Sir Joseph.
And good luck on your campaign.
Thank you.
And she is running in the riding of Vancouver-Burrard. The website for the Work Less Party, Lisa, is?
Worklessparty.org.
Worklessparty.org. Check them out and see what they have to say and, consider voting for her in Vancouver-Burrard. For the commentary, I'm Joseph Plunham.